Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation, as it always is, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans. If you've got time, go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening from, and we get the updates on the charts. Before we get into it, we get the updates on the charts that get sent through. And shout out to all the people in South Korea who are listening in, because talk about a niche market. I appreciate you all listening in. You've got us within the top 10 in basketball podcasts in South Korea. So, I mean, thanks. Appreciate that. And cheers to all of you guys out there. And across the world, it is wonderful to have such a global community that listen in, and I can see where you're probably all listening from VPNs, to be honest, but you know, it is nice to have people listening in from all over, and we continue to keep pulling numbers, and we're going to get some guests up before I head over stateside. So anyway, keep an eye out for that. But what are we here for? Well, the title of the episode, Opportunity Meets Preparation. That's what Zion Williamson said in his post-game, quoting Willie Green at training, one of his mantras, when talking about the next man up mentality. The Pelicans defeat the Oklahoma City Thunder, 105-101, a hard-fought battle for a team without Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, Najee Marshall, and Larry Nance, all these guys who have played big minutes, big rotation guys, and so it was a next man up mentality. And I said that quote at the start because that's what Zion said, and that was really the mantra of today's game, the next man up. Opportunity meets preparation. Everyone was ready to step up and contribute, and all of a sudden, those guys that came off the bench that may not be pulling minutes got their opportunity and had their chance to shine. Everyone who came in contributed in different ways, and you know, it was great to see the Pelicans committee reform. We've had it already early in this season, but winning by committee is the hardest way to do it. But, I mean, when you're led by, I suppose, the jewel in the crown being Zion Williamson, he was the focal point of the offense, and he led from the front, which was fantastic. So, hard-fought win, happy pod today. We're not going to mention the last game, and as you could see, there wasn't a podcast about the last game because it was a wash, but this game was interesting because it was a game that on paper, you think, well, you've got to come in and give the Thunder a thrashing. You do, because you're a better side than them. The tricky part is that you're doing it without two of your starters. You're doing it without your sixth man in Larry Nance, and you're also doing it without Najee Marshall. So other guys have to step into different roles in the starting lineup. We added Trey, we added Jose, and they started alongside Zion, JV, and Herb. So it was a different starting lineup again. First time the whole rookie class had started together, which I think was a nice touch. And, you know, last year's rookie class, which we've seen three absolute studs come out of, and they continue to go from strength to strength. What transpired in the 48 minutes was interesting because it was an arm wrestle. And I think in the first half, it really was a bit of a track meet. OKC, fastest in pace, fastest in points, most in points in the paint in the entire league, sixth highest in scoring. And that's because they like to run. You've got two guards, scrappy guards in Josh Giddey and also Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they get downhill. They run and they charge into the paint, and when you've got other guys, young athletic guys that all want to run, it's easy to get into a track meet with them. And I think we played, perfect example was SGA shooting 18 free throw attempts. You know, he got into the paint at will and got hacked. We'll get into the refs in a minute, but it's hard not to call fouls when the guy's charging head first into the paint and getting contacted. So it really is, it was interesting. And I think in the beginning, we wanted to sprint up and down the court. And I think you get caught up in that and you say, well, if they're going to run, we'll just run with them. And that's not our offense. And our offense is play with pace, but don't rush. And if you do rush, it becomes scrappy and you start playing a brand of basketball that isn't what you want to be playing. And I think in the second half, we rectified that. I thought we really responded well. And all credit to OKC, they pushed us right to the very end. And it came down to a tricky Herb Jones inbounds play off the back of Pokuševski to himself. And then he got fouled, knocked the two free throws down. We even go to the play before that where he took a charge on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and got the ball back. He then inbounds it off Pokuševski, gets fouled, hits two free throws, and we win the game, which, you know, big time from Herb, who, you know, has had a bit of an up-and-down season offensively, but defensively has been as solid as ever. The catalyst in this in the end. He clinched the game for us. So, all in all, good game. Zion pulled up a milestone, his 100 games. He is the fastest player to 2,500 points in his first 100. I think he's got the second most points behind Michael Jordan in his first 100. And when asked about that after the game, Zion talked about how it's not a journey that he would like to redo. 4 years it took to get to 100 games. But he said it helped him grow, it helped him mature, it helped him find himself spiritually and mature and also develop as a man. So while you prefer if he had just played, you know, every game in the last 4 years, and I'm sure he would as well, everyone's journey is different. And what we're seeing now is a player that is really starting to prove why he was the consensus number one pick. And, you know, everyone's minds are very, everyone's short-minded in this day and age. We don't remember things, but, he really is starting to become that dominant force. And when you've got him playing at different positions, he finished the game playing the five, well, all of a sudden, man, he can do everything. And when you're playing a switching defense and he's holding his own, well, look out the rest of the league. Trey Murphy said after the game, all of these reps that we're doing, these switching and things like that, matchup hunting, is to prepare for the playoffs. This team considers itself a playoff team. We're third in the West. I think we're only two games behind the Suns in a very tightly contested race. And we're holding our own. I think we're 7-3 in the last 10 games. So, you know, we take on the Raptors coming up. Going to be a test. Hopefully get a couple of guys back. But when you win these games, when you have players out, they all count to wins. And all of a sudden, you take yourself right up the standings and you continue to bank it. And at the end of the year, there may be games that you drop that don't matter because you've already locked in home court or you've locked in a playoff spot. And you don't want to be in the play-in. I tell you what, there's some teams that are chomping at the bit down at the bottom half of that top eight, that 8, 9, 10, even 11, 12, that could all force their way into the play-in. And you just don't know what's going to happen in those situations. So win early. Get those wins that you need to lock in a top six spot, preferably top four, and we go from there. But let's go to the quarter by quarter because we like to do that. First quarter, 34-26. We started pretty slow, managed to bounce back by slowing down. We had 5 turnovers, I think, in the first quarter, and a lot of them came in the first half of that first quarter. Once we took care of the ball and went through our offensive sets and started calming down and actually defending, grabbing rebounds, we really looked like a different team. And we looked like the Pelicans, which was good. Second quarter, They came out, responded 24-22, dug into that lead a little bit, and we had a fight on. You know, Shea was getting himself to the free throw line as much as he wanted. Zion was dominating. He was on triple-double watch up until, you know, right to the end. I think he finished with 8 rebounds and 8 assists, and he would have had a triple-double had a couple of his... the ball bounced his way, and also had... a couple of guys made some shots. You know, he would have got that double-double with assists, but he was dominant. And every time someone went to him, he either got to his spot or he found the open man. And credit to the guys on the outside, because they were making their shots. While it wasn't always pretty, we were doing the right thing with the ball. And if something, it's a make or miss league, isn't it? You know, you're going to miss shots. But getting in those positions, these reps early against teams that you can get away with, and I say that in quotation marks, missing shots, you know, this just holds you in good stead down the line, because the more shots you see fall in throughout the journey, the more confident you get towards the back end of the season. Came out the second half, won that quarter 25-24, and like I said, it wasn't a high-scoring affair at all. Both normally quite high-scoring teams, but we had to really battle, and it came down to the defensive end. We locked in Herb, Dyson, G Template a little bit. Guys, Trey Murphy, were all great on the defensive end. Jose as well, and even Zion held his own, which was great. Last quarter, 27-24 in favor of OKC, and they came back within, I think they got ahead at one point, and then it was winning time. So we had to come back. Trey Murphy hit a big three. We then defended, had the Herb inbounds play. The Herb Jones, we should coin it off the back. And after the game, he talked about not actually having done that ever before. He just thought at the time, well, he's guarding me like that, so let's give it a bash and see what happens, and it works. So, all in all, we win the game, and we march on to the next. We've got the Raptors coming up. So, if we go to the stats, the statistics, what do we have? So, they shot 37% from the field to our 44%, so a bit lower for both teams. OKC 31%, 12 of 38 from 3 to our 9 of 32. So, you know, when you shoot 28% from the 3, it makes it tricky, especially when you're getting 32 attempts. You know, we're getting those numbers up. We're getting the shots up. It's just about converting them now. And you know, you bring Brandon back, you bring CJ back, Larry Nance can shoot the three a bit. You know, all of a sudden, those percentages go up because it's not Jackson Hayes taking a three. You know, Devontae Graham cooled off in this one, but he's getting even more looks because he's getting guarded by the worst defender because there's so many other options. So, you know, these are things that will continue to work themselves out, I'm sure, as we go. Free throws. We had 20 free throws all up. We had they had 23 attempts, and 18 of them went to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Zion had one, but we won't harp on that because, you know, blow your freaking whistle. Anyway, New Orleans had 21 assists to their 16, so a bit less, obviously, with different personnel on. Guys aren't making quite as many shots. We saw the field goal percentage down. But again, for us to play well, it's about moving the basketball and taking care of it. So, points off turnovers, they got 17, we had 13, and, you know, we have a look at the turnover numbers. Total turnovers, they had 19, and we had 22. So, pretty even on that, but again, you got to get those down. You know, you can't afford 22 turnovers against the good teams. And when you're throwing the ball away, and a lot of them were just careless, sloppy passes, well, you're going to get yourself in trouble against these teams that are contending. We know the Thunder are a tanking team trying to rebuild, put themselves firmly in the Wemby and Scoot race. But we need to see this really be addressed. And I think when the main team's back and everyone's back in their normal roles, perhaps that will happen. We won't have to overreach, won't have to overtry. So, we'll go to the break. After the break, we'll come back, we'll do the box score, I'll wrap up a little bit, talk a few extra comments, and then we'll get out of here. So, stay tuned, and we'll be back after this.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, listeners, a bit of fantasy basketball. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Haliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other rank list? That's right, it was the Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Well, great. Well, this year, the Brewski 150 is available in all of our packages right now. Check back daily for more features and go and dominate your drafts again with, well, and leagues with Sports Ethos. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here at Lyle Swithenberg at Ethos Pelicans, all that sort of fun stuff. The Pelicans defeat the Oklahoma City Thunder 105-101. Sans Larry Nance, sans Najee Marshall, sans Brandon Ingram, who has no structural damage in his toe, by the way. It is purely a contusion slash strain, and his great toe is what they call it, which is your big toe. If you remember the nursery rhyme, this little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home, this little piggy is the biggest one. So just remember that if you're trying to work out which is the great toe. It is the biggest one. And COVID, they're saying that CJ is out of the protocols now. He's just getting his legs back under him, so hopefully he'll be back against the Thunder. I know that COVID knocks the best of us around, so hopefully he can really get his breath back, which will be handy. So we'll go to the box score. We'll run over there for them. SGA had 31, 6, 4, and 2 steals. He was only 7 of 21 from the field, but had 16 of 18 from the free throw. Must be nice. That was the only notable score. Robinson Earl had 10 and 13, and that was about it. Everyone else sort of chipped in. For us, Trey Murphy, with his start, had 20 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. He was 7 of 13, hit a couple of threes, 2 of 7 from 3, but one right at the end, which is when you needed it, hit his 4 free throws. And what I like from Trey, and this is what he talked about after the game, is that they asked him, do you want to be known as a dunker? Do you want to be known as a 3-point shot? And he said, I want to be known as one of the best players to ever play the game. And if that means that he has to shoot a heap, or he has to dunk a heap, or he has to do everything, well, that's what he wants to do. And when you have that confidence in these young guys, you know, the sky's the limit, because he has all the tools, and we've seen it. He's dunking on people, he's hitting threes from half court, he can do everything. He can dribble it a bit, and you know, if that handle continues to improve, you've got a scary player in front of you. I mean, 6'10", you don't know if he's going to get any bigger, but he really is a specimen, and we're going to continue to see him grow, I think, and go strength to strength. Zion, 35 minutes, had 23, 8 and 8, and 1 steal and 3 blocks. Tied his career high in assists and blocks. had 11 of 18, missed his three-point attempt, had one free-throw attempt and hit it. Interesting to have the same amount of 3 points and also and free-throw attempts. So, I don't know, but, you know, do your own research into why the hell contact isn't called at both ends. But anyway, JV, quiet one, 8 and 10 rebounds, 1 assist. Got a bit exploited by Pokuševski's ability to spread the floor, and they went small, so we went small. And it paid off for us in the end. Herb Jones, 12, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks. If you got him on fantasy basketball, that's 7 defensive stats. Anyway, he was unreal, particularly closing the game. He was big time. So defended SGA, keeping him to that woeful shooting percentage. And if the refs weren't shooting the ball for him at the free throw line, well, you know, he would have had a shit night. So well done, Herb. Jose, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 6 of 15. You know, getting into the paint, getting the little floater, finding the right play, and, you know, down the stretch, he was the oldest guy on the closing lineup with Jose, Dyson, Herb, Trey, and Zion, which, you know, all credit to these guys, that you've got these young guys that are willing to close, or they're able to close games out, and that have the trust of the coach. Off the bench, Billy Hernan Gomez, 10 and 9 in 16 minutes. Devontae Graham had 5 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and a steal. Dyson Daniels in 27, 8, 5, 2, and 2 steals, 3 of 5. Hit 2 3-pointers, and his shot's looking better and better every game. You know, he's hitting it in rhythm. He follows through, and hopefully he can continue to knock them down because he's going to get those open looks all year, while continuing to put a whole heap of effort on the defensive end. G-Temp played 11 minutes, had 4 and 3. Jackson had 5 minutes, had 2 rebounds. Kyra and Sebron were actually called up from the squadron. Didn't play, but it's good to have them back with the main team so that they can have a look what's going on. Sorry to the squadron for losing your backcourt, but I think it is important to get these guys up and have a few reps with the big team as well, especially while some of the players are out, because if we had a blown them out tonight, they probably would have played. So, you know, there may be that opportunity in coming games. Fingers crossed anyway. So, all in all, good win. You know, it was ugly, but sometimes you got to win ugly. And when we, as we talked about, you know, you get to the end of the year, people say that you won 50 games, they're not going to go back and say, oh yeah, but you won that one ugly, and you won that one by 1 point, or you won that by 30, or that team had someone out, or this, you know, it doesn't matter. No one cares. You're a 50-win team. And when you're winning at this rate, now and then, you know, you're banking these wins early. This is what the good teams do. Bank the wins, and then you become a threat, and then you become, then when teams come to visit you, well, you visit them, they're thinking, this is a good side. We've got to actually have to try here. There's no more underestimation anymore. You know, these, while you get beaten by some teams, that, I think the Memphis game was an anomaly because they weren't ready. They went home for Thanksgiving. They rolled in. They looked sluggish. And they got slapped because of it. What I do think is that I don't think that's going to happen again. I think for the rest of the year, we're probably going to be pretty locked in. And I think Willie Green's going to get these guys right, get them in the right mentality, and make sure that these guys come prepared to games. And as the guys get healthy, you know, Brandon Ingram, get over the COVID as well with CJ, we're going to see what this team's going to be like. You know, what are we in? 20-odd games now I think we've played. And, you know, that... and only 10 of them have we had, like, all of the starters. So it makes it tricky because what are we at? Yeah, we're at 20 games now. We're 12 and 8. So we're third, one game behind Denver and Phoenix. Two behind Phoenix, one behind Denver. So, you know, at the moment, last 10, 7 and 3. There's a few teams that are going that way, but at home, 7 and 3, 5 and 5 away. Well, you're winning half your games on the road. And a couple of them we threw away. We know that. So it's going to be one of those situations that keep winning the winnable ones. You bank those, and then you win a couple of the hard ones. At the end of the year, you're looking pretty good. And all of these are good reps for the young guys. So I don't mind the guys missing time at the moment, as long as we're winning and as long as we continue to improve. And that, I think, has been a big thing. But anyway, I think I might leave it at that. This has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. We'll be back after the Raptors game. We're in conversation to get some guests on, so keep an eye out for those. And not long now, 17 days, I will be heading to New York and then New Orleans. So if you're over there, reach out and we'll catch up and have a couple of cold ones and a few frosty boys. We'll scratch the top off a few and, you know, watch a bit of basketball, which will be good fun. So anyway, this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank. Stay safe. Enjoy this run of wins or success. And hopefully we all get healthy. And of course, bye for now.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.